Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, manfaat pendidikan bilingual didokumentasikan dengan baik dan pengalaman menunjukkan bahwa menyesuaikannya dengan kebutuhan anak Anda adalah satu-satunya cara yang cocok dalam melestarikan identitas budaya. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Zoe Tomaidu untuk SBS. Data sensus menunjukkan bahwa lebih dari 1/5 rumah tangga di Australia berbicara dalam bahasa selain bahasa Inggris. Dan sementara setiap orang tua yang membesarkan anak-anak mereka secara bilingual mengetahui bahwa pendidikan bahasa bisa menjadi tugas yang besar. Namun penelitian menunjukkan itu sepadan dengan hasilnya. John Hajek, seorang profesor linguis di Melbourne University, menjelaskan alasannya.
We know that over the longer term, bilingual children do better at NAPLAN, but actually there's more to it. It's about broader personal development. Children understanding difference, understanding people around them, understanding themselves. The research shows that small children, 4 or 5-year-olds, who have another language or are learning another language, that they try harder to be empathetic towards people they're interacting with. They try harder to understand what people around them want. So, you know, it's really much broader benefits to an individual child. And that, of course, has great benefits to society in general.
Profesor Hajek mengatakan dalam banyak komunitas, pembelajaran bahasa telah membantu keluarga mewariskan pengetahuan budaya kepada generasi yang lebih muda.
Language and culture are really closely tied together for lots of communities. And there are many success stories of second and third generation who've been able to learn the family language, the heritage language, as well as the culture very successfully. But it's really up to communities and individuals to work out what's important to them.
Stanley Wong adalah kepala sekolah dasar di Abbotsford. Sekolah itu adalah salah satu dari 12 sekolah negeri di Victoria dengan program bilingual yang ditunjuk dan telah menyediakan program bilingual Cina tertua di negara bagian itu yang didirikan pada tahun 1984. Ia mengatakan demografi siswa telah berubah secara signifikan sejak saat itu.
The program became a high demand for young, aspirational, but non-Chinese families, really wanting their children to be exposed to the language. That story is different to even nowadays to the bilingual programs like the Greek, Macedonian, and to some extent the Italian, and actually Vietnamese will fall under that heritage group, that most families who will want their kids to go to a bilingual program are of that heritage.
Wong mengatakan bahwa anak-anak tidak memiliki titik perbandingan ketika mendaftarkan diri untuk pendidikan bilingual. Namun, ia mengatakan tumbuh di lingkungan di mana kesadaran atas paparan berbagai bahasa sangat tinggi telah membantu membangun harga diri dan identitas mereka.
I think that's the most powerful thing. They go home and feel that me being of Chinese heritage, I can feel very comfortable speaking in Chinese and know what the cultural rules are when I face my Chinese side of family versus when I face the non-Chinese side of family. And so just the fact that I think they have equal status in this environment and they're constantly encouraged to navigate between the two worlds, for me, is the main method by which we want them to stay connected to their culture.
Mengenai pendalaman budaya, Profesor Hayek yang berasal dari Slovenia itu menjelaskan pentingnya bahasa dapat bervariasi di antara keluarga dan komunitas yang berbeda.
For me, as a linguist and also belonging to a couple of ethnic communities myself, language is a really important part of who I am and something that I want to be able to share with my children and that my children's grandparents also want to do. So for instance, in the Dutch community, there is no huge allegiance to the language, so you can still be Dutch without the language. You know, there are other things that you can do that support your Dutch identity. For other communities, such as the Greek community, of course, it's very different. Language and religion are all closely tied into Greek identity, Greek culture.
Vaso Sangalis adalah generasi kedua Yunani Australia. Ia adalah salah satu dari anak pertama di Australia yang terpapar pendidikan bilingual di sekolah formal melalui program pencontohan pada tahun 80-an.
I remember at the time that I was probably the weakest student in the class in terms of my Greek language, but both my parents decided that participating in this program was vital and was probably better for all learners. In hindsight, I think I'm a much more enriched person, a much more cultured person, and a much more relatable person when I compare myself to my brother, who doesn't speak Greek, isn't connected that much to the Greek culture.
Sang Alis mengatakan ada hubungan yang kuat dalam komunitasnya antara bahasa dan budaya.
I think once you lose the language, everything else falls apart around it. So I think language is crucial.
Sebagai orang tua dari dua anak usia sekolah, Sang Alis mengatakan ia beruntung memiliki jaringan yang mapan untuk mendukung pembelajaran bahasa mereka. Dan ia menyarankan pendatang baru ke negara ini untuk mengambil langkah praktis yang sama.
If you are an organized, newly arrived migrant group with one language-specific context, it is possible to ask for bilingual programs to be established in schools. There's a bit of a process there. You do have to have a large number of students. You do need to get the parents on board. You know, have that conversation with the school community. Department of Education and Training can offer to support the schools. It won't be an easy battle, and it won't be a quick process. You're talking a couple of years to get these programs established. So it is possible to get a monolingual school changed to a bilingual.
Ketika mengingat kembali pengalaman anak-anaknya pada waktu cerita di perpustakaan, ia mengatakan program di luar sekolah juga dapat dimulai dari awal.
We just got a group of parents together, knocked on the door of Richmond Library and said, can you, we've got 20 parents who'll support the program and turn up. And after a bit of advocacy consultation, which day, which time, got it up and running. But, you know, don't underestimate the power of organizing your own communities to do this.
Untuk keluarga yang membesarkan penutur dui bahasa, Profesor Hayek menyarankan agar mereka menjaga ekspektasi tetap realistis.
Do you have to be a perfect speaker of a language to be a speaker of it? And the answer is, of course, no. And we have to understand that children growing up in Australia, definitely their strongest language is English, and it's always going to be English. That's completely normal. They spend most of their education learning English. The world around them is English speaking. And even if you haven't had the opportunity to maintain your language and pass it on to your children, there are others around you who are able to assist. So grandparents play a huge role in being able to support, you know, the maintenance of language and culture.
Dan menurut Stanley Wong, mengadaptasi pendidikan bahasa dengan kenyataan hidup seorang anak adalah kunci untuk menghindari bahasa dan budaya dirasakan sebagai beban.
Every kid born's really neutral about, I think, culture and connections, and often what we end up happening is that they're not neutral, they end up feeling negative about it, and that's the last thing we want. And so I think that bridge between the school and the family is that we can foster a very positive attitude. There is an important thing parents and educators need to recognize. If your child is growing up in Australia, the language they're going to be learning needs to fit the purpose of the Australian reality. I think the proficiency they will develop is one where they can comfortably express themselves and the Australian reality they live in.
Nah, pendengar, demikianlah tadi sebuah laporan tentang bilingual yang disusun oleh Sui Tomaido untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.